Oh, taste and see. Have you ever gone through the supermarket and you see some lady sitting there cooking sausage or fixing some tacos or something or other, some innovation they're offering in the public store there, the supermarket, that you're not very familiar with. And she comes by and says, would you like to buy some of these wieners or sausage or tacos or something she's fixing? And you say, no, thank you. She said, yeah, but taste and see if you like it. The most time you don't, or I don't. I got what I don't hardly taste. Well, this is a different matter when the Lord is speaking here in Psalm 34 and verse 8. And he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Happy is the man that puts his trust in the Lord. He'll be happy. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, taste is only one of the five senses, natural senses that we're born with. If we're normal, there's taste, there's sight, there's hearing, there's feeling. And what's the other one? Smelling. Okay, we got those five senses. But we're going to not pay much attention to the others here primarily. But the five senses also apply to the spiritual taste that you and I have. And you can easily prove that because when you're saved, you have a different person in you. You're a different person. You have the old nature and the new nature. Now, that old nature, or human nature, still likes the same things it always liked. There's one thing you don't ever change is human nature. But there's a new nature in us. And that new nature has spiritual taste buds. He sees different. He tastes different. He hears different. He smells different. And what he feels of, he wants to feel something different. All them five senses has changed and been modified to meet the spiritual needs that you have, that God wants to supply to you through the desires of that new spiritual man. And David is saying here by the Holy Ghost, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. What a challenge. If you don't believe it, taste and see. Well, there's something in the New Testament like that in 1 Peter the second chapter in verse 3. I like that very good. Well, let's beginning verse 1 and just take all three verses of 1 Peter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire, there's your first taste, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, or the Lord is good. Praise God. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, as newborn babes in Christ, the first taste that we have is for the newfound manna that feeds the soul of a regenerated man or woman in the Lord. And that is, as newborn babes in Christ, taste, reach out and get and cultivate and continue your taste buds all set for the Word of God as a sincere milk of the Word. So you can begin to grow. And he says, if you have, so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, then you know that the taste is good. You don't have anything to be afraid of when you begin to let your new man and his taste buds and the things he looks at the right way and smells the things that he wants to smell of and the things he wants to hear and the things he wants to feel are all going to be good. There's not going to be anything sorrowful. There's not going to be anything that'll make you feel guilty. nothing that will degrade your morals. Everything you begin to want as a newborn Christian is going to be based upon the Word of God, and your taste is the first thing that's got to work. You don't trust your eyes first. You don't trust your ears first. You don't trust your feeling first. God damn mercy, the Lord warns you about all that. Don't start that there feeling. Nope, you can't. You don't want to trust that. The first thing you want to trust is your taste. And the first thing you're going to want as a newborn babe in Christ is to taste the sincere milk of the Word so you'll start growing. And then when you get big enough, then God will trust you with what you hear, trust you what you see, trust you what you smell, and trust you what you feel. I tell you, we're living in a generation, they don't want to go by anything that's spiritual, they want to go by the natural. And what they see, and what they hear, and what they taste, and smell, and feel is usually all carnal and sensual and devilish. But when the Lord saves us, He gives us a new nature. And that nature is filled with those five senses, with an appetite for the things of the Spirit of God that has no sorrow. There'll be no sorrow if we will accept what that new nature or that new man reaches out for to taste. He won't want any alcohol. He don't want no cigarette. He don't want anything like that. He don't want to hear no rock and roll music. He don't want to feel anything that's going to arouse your flesh to becoming immoral or idolatrous. No way. He don't want you to smell nothing. You'll hate a cigarette smell. You'll hate the smell of any kind of narcotics or alcoholic beverages. You'll despise it. The old beer you used to drink, my Lord, you'll get the whiff of it. It'll just about make you throw up. You'll be around somebody smoking a cigarette, and it'll just about make you vomit. When the Holy Ghost gives us that new nature through Jesus Christ, when we're born again and really saved, the taste buds that God gives us through the sensitivity of the Spirit are all going to desire and hunger and thirst for righteousness. The righteousness of Jesus Christ and everything that contributes to that righteousness is going to be the things that we want to taste of and continue in. In Songs of Solomon, I love that book about the bride. Songs of Solomon, the second chapter, beginning in verse 1. The book of the Songs of Solomon is a dialogue between the bride and the bridegroom, between Christ and His church. First, He says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. That's Christ speaking. Now, here is the church or the disciple of Christ that replies back. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved, that's Christ, among the sons. I sat down under His shadow with great delight, and His fruit was sweet to my taste. This is a spiritual application of a natural desire that we're all conscious of. Everybody knows what it is to have taste buds that are satisfied when we get what that old craving, inward craving, calls for. The belly or the natural cravings of man always, of course, we want the things that we're born to want, the desire. We're born to want food, because food is the life of the body. It's through the food and drink that we eat. We want drink. Why, there's nothing wrong when you get hot and want a good cold drink of water or some kind of good beverage to drink. When you get hungry to want a good meal, nothing wrong with that. When you get tired, you want to lay down, you want to go take a bath, wash up, clean up, dress up. Nothing wrong when you get hungry, you get a whiff of something that smells good, or even when you're around one another, take a good old whiff of cologne instead of B.O. Nothing wrong with that. That's the smell. But in the spiritual realm, the Lord wants us to smell good. He speaks as being a sweet savor unto God, that we smell good to the Lord. He talks about us our conversation being upright. He talks about our taste, that we ought to taste and see that the Lord is good. And of course,